Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, highlighting women in business in your community. I am Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor, and I am so grateful to have you tuning in. You can participate in a couple of ways to be part of our show. You can call in and talk to a guest or myself at 646-595-3440, or simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/withinsight. Register and be part of our chat. We're here every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, so tune in and get to your excellence. Hi, you are invited to celebrate International Women's Day, an amazing celebration held for the 102nd time around the world. In Columbus, Ohio, on March 8, 2013, join us. You don't have to be a woman to come down and celebrate. We've got an amazing runway show, vendors, entertainment, food from around the world, and an opportunity to give back to your community. Go ahead and visit the website at www.iwdcolumbus.webs.com or RSVP at www.iwdcolumbus.eevent.com. Come on down and join us for this amazing opportunity to celebrate women being women. Hi, we want to invite you to celebrate International Women's Day with us in Columbus, Ohio on March 8, 2013. This international holiday has been celebrated around the world for over 102 years. As part of the celebration, we'll be hosting an award recognition luncheon from 12 to 1 to nominate a woman that's special in your life or yourself for an International Women's Day Recognition Award. Simply go to www.iwdcolumbus.webs.com and click on Nominate. There's 13 categories you can enter: art, community action, cuisine, education, entrepreneurship, entertainment, fashion, finance, health and wellness, leadership, media, technology, and literature. Pick your category. Nominate as many people as you want. Nominations close January 14th, and then the voting starts all the way up until the end of February. Join us again at International Women's Day on March 8, 2013, where we celebrate you. Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor. You are listening to the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show on With Insights Radio Station on Blog Talk Radio. We're an online radio station with a higher mission, higher purpose, and a desire to support you and the local community. We have some amazing other co-hosts that do their shows on our station. So for more information on that, you can go to www.withinsights.com or blogtalkradio.com/withinsights. I am so excited to have you listening today to our show, where we are going to be asking for callers from our different vendors that are participating in an event. Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show is very excited to be a part of, which is International Women's Day. And I wanted to talk a little bit more about the background of where International Women's Day originated from, as well as Purpose for Women International, which is the nonprofit that is hosting the event and subsequent events around the nation and country and world. Same thing, nation and country. So, wanted to let the audience know how you can get involved. First of all, it's really easy to get involved on our show every Wednesday between 2 and 4. All you have to do is call in at 646-595-3440 and give us a call, and you can just listen to the show, or if you have a question for me, your host, or the guest that's on the line, or a statement or an event you want to promote, don't hesitate to give us a call. And we do intuitive readings on abundance and life path direction. I am a prosperity advisor. I have been coaching local businesses, national businesses, and some international clients for the last 16 years on strategies of success and abundance. And all of that is kind of has a foundation of video, digital, web, press releases, PR, radio, obviously, and helping you get the message out about your business or your passion. I create platforms for people to share their message. So I'm very excited about that. Entrepreneurial excellence was a concept I started going on 3 years ago now. This will be my third year utilizing this concept. And, you know, really, entrepreneurial excellence is about not being perfect. I just had this discussion earlier today. It's not about you being perfect with your business. It's about you being perfect in your quest for your business. What I mean is you have to be really clear on why you get out of bed in the morning. What are you passionate about that motivated you to start your business in the beginning? And even more interestingly, what's going to keep you motivated during the tough times? When all you want to do is cry and people have stopped doing what they said they would do to support you and everything's rough and difficult, what's going to keep you flowing in your vision and your purpose and your mission as a business owner? So that's a real tricky question. So I think, you know, since some things have been popping up for me and those that I'm close to, I'd like to spend a little time discussing that. And then, you know, before I get into that piece, I want to finish up with, you know, Entrepreneurial Excellence, we started as a face-to-face networking group where we had three presenters talking about inspiration and creativity, cutting-edge technology, and Business 101. And I've evolved that on the radio show because I have a wider audience, a wider platform that I can address, to highlighting women in business, affecting change on a local, national, and international level in your community. I want to know what community actions, what events are going on out there. So you can always post those events on our Facebook fan page. In fact, we encourage you to do so, as well as, you know, call into the radio show and let me know. Get your, you know, 5 minutes of fame and spotlight for your organization or something you volunteer for or your business. We're always here to co-create with others because our love and business philosophy dictates there is no competition. And if there is no competition, why wouldn't I help you out? Why wouldn't I share your message? Even if you're another business consultant, I can't help everybody in the world. There's 6 billion people in the world. I just went to the Alleviating Poverty Summit on Saturday and met, and I'm going to go out to my car and get my brochure because I left it in the car. So that's the noise you'll be hearing, because I think it's real important for the audience to know what is happening out there in the world and how integrated we really truly are and can be with supporting one another. It doesn't cost anything to help somebody else. It really doesn't, but we always put limits and have these perceptions and oh my God, if I help that person, then it's gonna hurt my personal business and so on and so on. And truly, that is a below-the-line philosophy. That's old-school business mentality. It's the lower vibration of war and destruction, in my opinion. And we're in a new light, a new energy of love and abundance and ease and simplicity. Life doesn't have to be difficult. We just like to make it that way. And so I was talking to my friend. And, you know, in this journey of entrepreneurial excellence and doing the radio show, I've had the beauty of connecting with so many great and wonderful people, and that's been exciting. And at the same time, also, you know, connecting with a more defined purpose for myself. And I realized that it's real easy to put a lot of judgment on being perfect and not doing things well. And that's not our role. We're already perfect. You know, we were born perfect. God doesn't make junk, as they say. And so no matter what your spiritual or religious beliefs, they have a place here. We're non-denominational. We accept everyone, and we want to hear your opinion. So, you know, don't worry about trying to be, you know, the most perfect business owner or charity nonprofit director or a human being, or mother, or father, or sister, or brother, or you know, child, daughter, and son. It's all about you learning acceptance and compassion for yourself. My good teacher, Frank Tennyson, amazing author and spiritual healer, and I'll put his post to his stuff on our fan page. He does meditation and he shares compassion. And meditation is sitting with God and all the beautiful things that fall into place when we give ourselves that quiet time. So, you know, it's really nice to be able to, you know, continue to operate in that channel. Also, I wanted to, you know, talk about that self-defeating failure mentality that so many of us have as humans, but it's even worse when you're the business owner and you're the breadwinner and you're trying so hard to make everything happen. And it's really nice to have somebody remind you that you don't have to be perfect, that, you know, you're already perfect, that things are absolutely going the way they happen. So if you feel like everything's jumping on you and you're being bogged down or challenge after challenge after challenge is happening, what I encourage you to do is try to get your consciousness, your thought process, in the viewpoint of the curious observer. And what I mean by that is all you have to do is be curious why all this stuff, perceptively negative or bad, is happening. And let it wash through, you know, wash over you. And when you start to look at it from that curious observer perspective, you can observe that there might be a common theme going on. There might be something happening that it's important for you to acknowledge and recognize as a life lesson. And I'll tell you, folks, this is personal experience all the way, and I see it in my friends and connections as well. If you need a lesson and it's time for you to learn it, and it's time for you to let it go and leave it in the past, it's going to show up in 1,000 different ways, 1,000. And all you can do is either have choice and let it waft over you unawares. You can be aware of it and do nothing, or you can be aware of it and recognize the pattern and then decide to do something with it. So that's what I'm encouraging you to do today, is realize when you're faced with old past, old, let's say, perceptive failures, things you think you did wrong, or you were having a rough time and you didn't pay a bill, or you didn't fulfill a contract for a client, and now all of a sudden they're in front of your face and you've got to see them again, or they're talking about you, or they've said something to a new prospective client. This thing should just happen. It's time for you to look at your role, your self-responsibility in the action, and acknowledge that you're no longer that way. You can choose to be differently. And if you had an opportunity to do it all over again, you would probably do it differently. And because we can't go back in the past, technically, we want to move and be in the present and move forward, it's helpful to just address the situation. What is that fear that you're projecting onto that situation, that person, that business owner, that organization? What is it really telling you? It's all about you. All projection and externally is really just so you can throw it up on the wall, aka a mirror, and look at it. We want to look at that monitor of ourselves, that video of ourselves, and see what we can learn. And so it's real important to hold space with that as you move forward, because business is always personal. It truly always is. And it's time for you to accept your excellence, receive your abundance, and monetize your passion. Do what you came here to do, and not beat yourself up for it anymore. It's not time to be self-defeating. That doesn't serve your purpose here as a gifted light being on earth. So just wanted to share a little bit about that, and, you know, it's just relevant to my discussion. I also want to take a moment to bring to your attention an event that is put on by the Ohio State University students in business and international studies. And I didn't get a chance to go last year, but I was following the progress. I was sending it out, and I am so grateful I went this year. Our nonprofit, Purpose for Women International, I was inspired by the women's focus initiatives that I had been a part of, and I wanted to create something that was very, in a sense, open-ended and very co-creative, so that the model itself, the idea of creating an empowerment event, which we call Purpose Summits, in a city could very much be evolved and inspired by what was going on in that local community. You know, what's relevant in Tampa, Florida is not relevant in Rwanda, Africa. People are people everywhere. We have similar issues, but what's their hot buzz? What's their priority? You know, Tampa might be healthcare, and that's big in Rwanda, but from a different angle. So we want to make sure we hold integrity and respect for the community that we're involved in. So it's important to us to get in there and figure out what those issues and relevant topics are, connecting with the local government, political women leaders, political networking groups, and launching women entrepreneur opportunities, as well as empowering and inspiring individuals, acknowledging them and getting them pumped up about their passions, letting them know that the only limits that they set for themselves and that we set for ourselves is in our own mindset. And that when we operate from our heart center, our divine heart, there is no limit. It's pure potentiality, pure creativity. And it's a beautiful opportunity to revitalize and reawaken your divine purpose. Why you were born in this time, in this city, in this place, in this opportunity. And so Purpose for Women International has a foundation of doing different core components, different focuses. Our mission is to provide access to resources, funding, empowerment events, supporting an increased awareness on local, national, and international issues for women, children, families, and the community. Nobody is excluded. Everyone is accepted into the winning circle. We want you to see you're already in the winning circle because we operate from a present tense consciousness. If you operate as if what you desire is already occurring, it is moments away. It is right now. There is no separation. So start to look at letting go of the past and those limiting fear beliefs and operating more fully present in the present and see how things shift and change for you. What kind of people are you attracting? What kind of business opportunities are you attracting so that you can recognize your own power of manifestation and co-creation? Because we're all just co-creating our realities together. I'm just going to list briefly the focus projects that Purpose for Women is committed to doing. And then you have an opportunity to volunteer, get involved, let us know that you want to do a Purpose Summit in your city. And we're talking everywhere in the world, not just the United States. We're planning on going to Tampa, Las Vegas, Chicago, Australia, the Philippines. We're going to be doing another event or two in Columbus this year. So we're open. Wherever there is a desire, we will help you fulfill the need. So, you know, contact us at purposeforwomeninternational.org or also connected to womeninternational.info. So you can connect and get online and get involved by volunteering or contacting us about an event. You can also donate to our charity fund. We are a nonprofit, and what that means is we are actively developing fundage so that we can support the projects. For example, supporting local charities. So International Women's Day is our Columbus, Ohio international event where we are supporting the celebration of women in Ohio, Central Ohio, ethnic communities, and having a really fun day. We've got a lot of fun things planned. And we're supporting four local charities, DOMA International, Jacqueline Siglis Foundation, Nellie's Cat, Mothers Helping Mothers, and TearBear.org. So those are our four charities. We also help with immediate need fundraising. For example, Mothers Helping Mothers need some help paying their rent for their daycare center. So we put out a call to action to the community to help with that. We put on the Purpose Summits, which are those empowerment events that I was talking about, for the goals of offering an uplifting, empowering day of speakers, vendors, and networking, fundraising events. If you needed support with your local event, if you've already got something you're hosting, let us know. We want to co-create that with you. We want to spread the word. If you need help figuring out how to do it, email us and we'll help you figure out how to set that up. We've been doing, I personally have been coordinating events for 10 years. And, you know, there is a strategy utilizing, obviously, digital and web marketing solutions, as well as how to interact with the community and to set it up for success. We've got the outline, so let us be your cookie cutter to make your event a success. We also will be providing small business education so that it will help existing businesses or those interested in monetizing their passion. We're going to be doing startups for seminars for startups, social media, video marketing, how to write a business plan, connections to financing. I mean, that whole program in itself is just hopefully to partner and co-create with existing communities that are already doing this and connect you to the resources that you need. Community action is what it's all about, getting involved in your local community, volunteering on a physical level. It doesn't take any money to volunteer. Like I say, it's not a dime, it's just a little bit of your time. So do it. Volunteer.com, meetup.com, volunteer match, contact us. International Women's Day is Friday, March 8th. We need volunteers. We need people to come out and say hi to the folks and welcome them. I want everybody that walks in the door and walks out the door to feel like they got a hug, that they were heard. And that's a community effort. That's part of being a village. And with the village, we can affect change on that local, national, and international level. So again, Purpose for Women International, you can go to www.womeninternational.info and connect with us online. You can also go to www.iwdcolumbus.webs.com to learn more about International Women's Day if you just want to go ahead and RSVP for the event. We've got our awards luncheon with an amazing keynote speaker, Nora Baraka, survivor of the Rwanda genocide. Not a happy story, but it's a story of hope and success. She's one of the most positive people I've encountered, and I look forward to hearing more about her story. So that's from 11 to 1. We'll be recognizing our nominees. Voting's happening right now on Facebook. You can go to our Facebook page for International Women's Day, as well as we've got a dedicated page just for those nominees. So you can like the page and like the comment post for each of our different nominees. And that's how we're going to pick our winners in each of the 10 categories. So without your community interaction and involvement, we wouldn't be able to have our winners, right? So I encourage you to get that out there and do that. And that page is, you can Google International Women's Day. I believe it's International Women's Day, and I'm looking it up right now. My computer is overheating, as it does always. International Women's Day Award Recognition, Ohio. So you can find us by searching on Facebook and be a part of that. And I'll put that link on our our fan page for Entrepreneur Excellence. So that's a little bit about how you can get involved in a local community, how to let go of, any issues or limiting beliefs that are holding you back from the success that you deserve. You know, don't let it get in your way, for sure. And we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to let you hear who's going to be on Saturday. It's Mud Toe Scott Squatch, Mud Toe at Midnight. He's going to be talking about his radio show and try to get to his. So here's a little bit about Mud Toe.
Welcome to Mud Toe at Midnight. I'm your host, Mud Toe Sasquatch. I'm a medicine man, and my chosen modality is the written and spoken word. My medicine bundle is open. I've lit the incense and offered it to the four directions. I invite you to sit with me in sacred ceremony. If you are an agent of the government, you are, of course, welcome to listen, but bear in mind that the words and actions of the medicine man in ceremony are protected under federal and international law. You can join the conversation by tweeting me at Mudtoe Sasquatch, MudToeSasquatch, or by email at MudToeSasquatch@gmail.com. And now, Mudtoe at Midnight.
So that is every Saturday is one of our other With Insight co-hosts. So you can tune in to Sasquatch's channel and listen to his insights. All these shows are online live during the time, but you can download them anytime as well to listen to past shows. We've got a lot of great information and inspiration for you on the With Insights channel. Today, we are listening to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show with Heather L. Tapia, me, prosperity advisor, author, and public speaker, now founder of Purpose for Women International, which is hosting International Women's Day. Hi, we want to invite you to celebrate International Women's Day with us in Columbus, Ohio on March 8, 2013. This international holiday has been celebrated around the world for over 102 years. As part of the celebration, we'll be hosting an award recognition luncheon from 12 to 1. To nominate a woman that's special in your life or yourself for an International Women's Day Recognition Award, simply go to www.iwdcolumbus.web.com and click on Nominate. There's 13 categories you can enter: art, community action, cuisine, education, entrepreneurship, entertainment, fashion, finance, health and wellness, leadership, media, technology, and literature. Pick your category. Nominate as many people as you want. Nominations close January 14th, and then the voting starts all the way up until the end of February. Join us again at International Women's Day on March 8, 2013, where we celebrate you. Thanks again so much for tuning in. That was a little commercial about the awards luncheon, the nominee process, and we are in voting right now. You can go vote on Facebook. We've got about, 13 minus 28, 15 days to go before the voting ends. To close out the show today, I've got a lot of meetings to go to, so we're going to make it short. You can still welcome to call in and be a member or be a caller on the show, 646-595-3440. What I want to do is talk about these amazing people at the Entrepreneurial Alleviating Poverty Summit through Entrepreneurship. I had such an amazing time. I found out about some amazing projects, and my computer's overheating, so I'm not going to have time to post this stuff up on the web, but I'll get to it. Jim Amadori from the Kwana Project, Steve Ottman from the Global Brigades, they do student programs where you can go and be involved in full immersion opportunities in the different, usually Africa and South America. So you live there for a month and really dive into the culture. Greg Bixler, Design Outreach, looking for partners because he's developing ways for the whole theme for the Saturday was kind of on water solutions because, you know, if we can't get water to people, they're going to die. So you can't have food grow, the animals don't grow. It really is a big issue. So they were talking about how their entrepreneur opportunities and designs and community action and social entrepreneurship affected change on those levels that, you know, made a difference in these communities. So they developed the pumps for pumping water. Tiago Davali from Brazil took a simple concept of I'm an artist, I want to sell my art, say at a flea market, and he expanded that to an international brand by creating a marketplace for 6,600 artists to share what they're creating and for the public to buy it. So that was a brilliant idea. Saul Garlick of Think Impact, again, he does student programs and so forth. John Rush, Clean Turn. Again, I love the fact that there was a big emphasis also on rehabilitation and the fact that even though men and women had been incarcerated, it's okay for you to give them a job and give them a chance. What they did in the past, again, letting go in the past, focusing on the future, should not impact your opinion or perception of them today. And I know that, you know, that's tough because we do these applications for jobs, and boom, we're just floundered by, you know, those limiting situations. So, again, it's just changing your perspective as an employer to hiring people that are just wanting a job and wanting a chance, so that they stay busy, so they stay focused and clean and clear and out of trouble. Ted Howard, great guy, doing some really amazing stuff called the Evergreen Cooperatives, which goes into a small community. They started in Cleveland, building greenhouses and clean energy and providing a lot of employment opportunities. So that was really good. Jody Davis is one of the implementers of the Win-Win Institute for Response and Able Reentry at the Marion Correctional Institute, where we were talking about rehabilitating offenders. And then Jeffrey Cohen opened the talk. He is a professor of anthropology at Ohio State, and he kind of, you know, opened our eyes on how things were trending and that people are just people. And then Tess Mateo, I cannot wait to meet her and work with her. I was blown away with, and it's not that it's not stuff I haven't thought of, but the fact that I can connect with somebody that's affecting change so globally and internationally and alignment with my vision and mission is super, super exciting. So I'm very excited about that. The other piece that I wanted to share that she's doing is working with other corporations like Battelle locally here in Columbus. She's with CX Catalyst. That's her company, but they partner with a group called PAC-H2L. And what they do is they go into a country, into the city, into the village, and they meet with the women of the village, and they offer them a free backpack that carries the water to the water source and allows them to carry that on their back and then create entrepreneurship opportunities, because then they get to make money off of carrying the water and selling it back to the village. So it's a very good opportunity. The other people at the talk and organizers, again, were mostly students. Beatitudes, which provides a marketplace for goods and so forth in Africa, Hemispheres Coffee, so many great and wonderful people that I met on Saturday, and I truly inspired to make these global connections and, you know, reach out to them even more so. So, again, Entrepreneur Excellence Radio Show is your platform to share your vision, your message, your purpose with the community and affect change on a local, national, and international level. And, you know, sorry to make today short. I do want to announce some of our supporters. Wenig Chiropractor, Urban Trendsetters Magazine, we're raising money for TearBear.org, Mothers Helping Mothers, and Jacqueline Siglis Foundation and DOMA Connection. So please step out. Join us at iwdcolumbus.eevent.com to reserve your spot for our lunch or our VIP concert. We are going to be having the All-Star Jammers on. They are absolutely amazing, amazing guys. And you can see their video. I just posted it on the fan page on YouTube channel. But we're going to go ahead and close out the show listening to Mama and the All-Star Jammers.
This one goes out to all the special mothers out there. You know, All-Star Jammers International. We have to do this one time for the mothers. I would like to see the family living in one energy. Oh, mama, I love you so, mama, that you must know, mama. Mama sacrificed her life for me. Yes, for a life for me. I would like to see the family living in one energy. Oh, mama, I love you so, mama, that you must know, mama. Mama put this food for this neighbor. Mama did it when daddy was feeling not able. Make sure that we live comfortable. You cut the string for my neighbor. Mama, I love you so much. Looking all around, cause you got the tender touch, yeah, for real. Mommy, girl, you know what's the deal. You will always be my friend, Larry D. No, mama, they cut you strong. Looking all around, you will run so long. Yo, you never, ever, ever pull on. Looking all around, cause you're strong. Mama, you're strong. Listen to the end, I say. Looking
na la runa ni na fona yu na play yay yay. Mama really nice hardy day. Put down the shelter over my head.
For a life for me, I would like to see the fairy living in one energy. Oh, mama, I love you so, mama, that you must know, mama. Mama, sacrifice a life for me, and for a life for me, I would like to see the fairy living in one energy. Oh, mama, I love you.
I am so excited and blessed to have the All-Star Jammers for our VIP concert. We've got Marble Park. Also performing starting around 7:30. So get there early. Tickets right now online are only $10. There'll be 20 at the door for our charity foundation. So please, I encourage you to come out for the public celebration. We're going to have a lot of fun connecting to all the artists and musicians and dancers. We have hula and belly and all kinds of fun stuff going on for you that day. So again, March 8th, it's a Friday. From 2 to 8 public celebration at the McCoy Center in Hilliard, www.iwdcolumbus.eevent.com. And tune in next Wednesday, where we'll have more people on the line for our show. And then we're going to be having some live interviews with the band and performers coming up the following week. So thanks again for tuning in to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. I'm Heather El Tapia, Prosperity Advisor. You have a beautiful and wonderful day, and we will see you on Facebook and next time. Take care.